thank all on behalf of my brother Roger. I'm Dave Sakaiva, and my brother Roger and Sharon and Karen. Just want to thank all of you for coming here and so and joining us. And we're glad to be, unfortunately, in these circumstances, to see some people I love dearly and just haven't seen for a long time. And so thank you so much for coming. My wife instructed me to keep it short because it is a little chilly out here. So, and we'll have time later to get some more time. But I just wanted to share a couple things that just real briefly about why we're here and that sort of thing. And also just to kind of let you know that Brent taped. We had a little memorial service there where we shared things about Mom and the blessing she brought and. And I don't know, did it turn out pretty good?
Well, I haven't really listened to it, but I hope it does.
So we'll make it available to anyone who wants to listen to it, and that sort of thing. It was a real blessing for each of us to just remember Mom and grandmother and great-grandmother for some, for all the things that, you know, the memories that we have and the blessing she brought in our life. So. And there were many. In fact, they pretty much had to kick us out of the room because yeah. We just kept going and kept going, and it was just a real blessing to be there. I wanted to share real briefly. In some ways, it's one of those verses from the Bible most people don't think about, but especially in regards to a funeral. But I think it's I think it had special meaning for me with Mom. And it says, it's in Acts 17, verse 26, and he said that, for the Lord who made the world and all the things in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served with human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and boundaries of their habitation, that they may seek God if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. And the reason I like that verse is that a lot of times it's easy to think we're just here by chance, and we're not. God says that he appointed the times and the boundaries of our habitation. In other words, the day we were born and that the day we would die and go and pass on. And not only that, but where we would live, he appointed that. And so none of this was an accident. And the reason why this is special to me is that for many years, Mom wanted to pass on. She would just say, I wish I could not wake up. And none of us wanted that. And we kept trying to tell her, you're here for a reason, and God's not ready for you to go. But she really wanted to. And one of the things that I have to say, and what was brought up a lot last night, is especially this last year, but the last couple years, is some of the most precious moments we've had with Marcy, my mom, and yep. Related in a way. Because she just, in a way, she, I think, came to grip with a lot of things in life. And losing Leon, it was really hard. Her husband, my dad, it was really hard for her 26 years ago. And she never seemed to get over it until really these last few years. And it was even more a blessing to me of hearing the grandchildren, even at one point the great-grandchild, speak of my mom. And just what a blessing they were. And it was especially a blessing this last year. Because she just kind of... It's kind of let go. And I think it was that letting go that, in a way, that God was waiting for before he took her. And she just... She was a joy. I remember people coming out of the hospital room or the nursing home room going, she is the sweetest person. And we just loved coming to this room. And it was just... And she did. She just became sweeter and sweeter each day up until those final days. And God, I think, appointed and had her hang on for a while, because he just had a little bit more work for her to do for the sake of her family and friends. And so, and that's why this verse is special, because he appointed, even though she wanted to go earlier, God wanted her here, and we wanted her here, and we're really glad we had her. The final day of her life was kind of tough for, and I won't go into details, but I know for the last, actually since last May, we expected that something could happen, and we came back to see her, thinking it might be her last. We are blessed to come back and see her again, thinking it might be her last, and every phone call, I was wondering if it was my last, and I'm just so thankful in the last year of the times that we had, just so thankful that God gave us that extra year. And I want to just share one other passage, which is often shared at times like this, because it is such a, it's really what the Christian belief is all about. And unlike other religions and other things that are out there, is the hope that we have in Christ. And just, it is something that's just a blessing to know that God had something and has something really good for each one of us. And it starts, it's in 1 Corinthians 15. But it said, "Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, at the last trumpet, the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on mortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, this mortal have put on immortality, then will come about the saying as written, death will be swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord." And that is our hope, that really, and I just want to share some with you. Hope is not way we think of hope in our English language. In the original language, hope was something that you confidently expect. It's something that you really know is going to happen. And it's not something we hope happens. It's a hope because we're expectantly looking forward to it. And this victory that Christ gave when he rose from the dead, he is just the first of all the ones that preceded us. There's been, you know, something that I know when I lost my father and a number of years ago, I know that someday I will see him again. And I'll be able to, you know, enjoy the heaven with them. And my mom and I have had conversation over the last years of her hope when she sees him again. And I feel confident that she's there with not only Jesus, which is our ultimate, but also her husband and other family members. And that is just such a blessing to Amen. Know that and to have that confident expectation. And that even though I will miss her, and I'll miss the phone calls and the visits, but I know that someday I'm going to get to see her again. And just as some of us haven't seen one another for a while and gave one another hugs, that time it'll be hugs and we won't have to drive and be separated again. We'll be together for all eternity, which is a whole long time. Mm-hmm. So, but it's, let me just share one thing, and it's a little bit, to me, the blessing of losing my mom is this part. It says, There will also be the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body and raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. And Mom, as some of you know, fractured her hip a few weeks ago, and she was in a lot of pain. And it was really hard for her. It was hard to get comfortable. It was hard. Even some of the medicines that she was given, I think, made it harder for her. But today, it says our perishable body, this body that's deteriorating year after year, is raised in glory as an imperishable body, as an immortal body, without the pain and all this crap that we carry along with it. And that is a day to look forward to. And even though it's scary to go to the other side, yet there is real victory. And it comes really because Christ paid for our sins on the cross to make it all possible. Because it's not something Mom did or my dad did or any of us do that gives us a right to go to heaven. It's the fact that Jesus died for our sins and bore our sins so we wouldn't have to pay the penalty. So the things that we've done wrong, He took care of them on the cross. And that's why Jesus' death is victory. And Mom's death is, in a sense, victory, because now she is raised in heaven without the pain, the suffering, and with all the other stuff that the world gives. She's in a much better place. So really, that's really all I wanted to share is, As I'm going to miss her dearly, as we're all going to miss her, but we all have the chance to be together again someday, and it's a day to look forward to, and I just want to remember that, because it really eases the pain, doesn't it? It just really does. It just makes, without this hope that we have and that the Bible gives us, I don't know how I would survive. I just don't know how I could cope. I don't know how. And I did for many years, but I haven't had to for many years now. So I just want to close out in prayer. I'll give a couple brief moments. Don't want to take too long because it's cold, but in a couple brief moments, somebody feels like they need or led to share something, they'd be welcome to. So let's just close our eyes. Father in heaven, I want to thank you so much, first of all, for yourself, and that you gave us life, and even though that it is not forever here, it is forever in eternity on the other side. And Lord, I just thank you so much for the years that I've had to spend with my mom, and each of us that have gotten to spend time with her. Thank you for those moments, God, and may we cherish them for the rest of our natural lives here. And Lord, I ask you to just help us in these months to come when we will miss her even more, when we are used to calling her and talking to her and we can't. Lord, may you just help us to deal with the grief and keep our hope in you during those times. Commit our time as family and friends here, that you would bless our time together, and we commit her to you now. She's already there with you, but we commend her to you in our hearts. In Christ's name.